Eric Fromm said, and you can read this extended excerpt from him in Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, in the chapter The Two Whens. Eric Fromm said, quote, "We are the eternal sucklers, the eternally expectant ones, the hopeful ones," unquote. Instead of being happy, being self-creating, we instead settle for having fun. By consuming and taking in commodities, we become eternal children. But it was Alice Miller, tied to Sebastian de Grazia, who explained to us why. We never got to be children. We never got to believe that we will be seen by our parents or by our brothers and sisters. And so we seek the eyes of the system, and we get conned every time by the lies of folks like David Brooks, that to serve is our highest purpose. All the talk we're being flooded with here in the U.S. about localism and social entrepreneurship and co-working communities and self-sufficiency taps into our deep longing to not have bosses and to be free. Obviously, power knows this and tries to provide non-threatening outlets. Power knows the need to feel powerful runs deep psychologically, along with the need to feel loved. And so tries to ensure that all channels for forming tribe are essentially designed to accommodate us, oblige us to accept what doesn't work for any of us. And in this moment, their slick tricks must happen apace, 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 as other ideologies of class like serving economy and state fade. And as we start looking to each other, power pumps up the individual competition unconsciously in us, fostering division to keep our thought from developing, as we need each other to develop our thought, which if it did, would bring us to the inevitable conclusion that if having bosses doesn't work for me, it doesn't work for you. We all deserve to be free.